Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to do some sample healings and to just to see how everybody's doing today. We'll check the fast chat. And today, naturally, is Friday. And tomorrow at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock Eastern, is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So I'll put you on, Sylvia. And we'll just see how things are going with you out there in cyberspace. And we'll just see if Kyle is out there, our sponsored guest tonight. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. And hi and welcome, everyone. And I see we have a few names on the fast chat already. And welcome, guys. It's great to have you on there. And like Ron just said, excuse me, Kyle, who I'm sure you recognize from the fast chat, is sponsoring our show tonight. So that's wonderful. And I'm sure we'll get into all sorts of wonderful things, so I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, for now, and we can get going.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get rid of some entities, some of those, say, bad Scoobies that are hanging out with us here, living our life for us here. So let's get rid of them. So here they go. They're leaving us now. And there we go. Coming out of our feet, out of our ankles and knees. Just sit back and relax. I'm yawning as you start to leave. And they're going back to the earth spirit because the earth spirit created this energy of the emotional bodies of these people to protect us. So this is claimed by the earth spirit because that's the creation energy of them. Remember, the earth spirit is bringing all of its energy back to itself for ascension. It can't leave here without having all of its pieces, just like yourself. You must have all your pieces with you. This is why these healings are so important, to release yourself from areas where you don't belong and also regain your spiritual identity, which is all of the parts of you that is floating around. So now working above our knees now, going up to our waist. You might just do a body scan and just see how you feel momentarily here. Now we're going up to our solar plex area. And again, working more heart area, getting up to our chest area, our shoulders, our arms, our wrist, our fingers. And here we go. I'm going to work with our neck now. And going up to the top of our head. So again, just release these energies. Ask your spirit to help to release them. You might feel yourself yawn a little bit here during this process. Remember, when they leave you, you may feel yourself sometimes... when they come into you, you may feel cold. And then naturally, when they leave, you might get warmed up. If anybody ever noticed going into a room with a lot of entities, which we could call spirits, you may have your hair stand up on the back of your neck, on your arms, and or you might feel the room becoming cold. So we're going to release these energies from you, and you might even feel your body heating up. So I'm going to count to 10. I'm going to bring more of you back in. This release process is done with. And also bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're not on the site, come to Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it and scroll down a little ways on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And you're going to be able to see the light beam. And the light beam is there. We'll energize her. We're bringing the female energy tonight. And I'll just count to 10. She'll be fully energized. You might watch a picture change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. She's there. Do you feel the heart energy, everybody? I'm definitely feeling it here. And now we're going to bring more of you back into your body now. I'm going to collect the parts of you that left because of your involvement with life on the earth plane here, which is the fear and the trauma, anxieties, pain that we go through here daily. Or maybe not daily, but we do have it occur during our lifetime in the last week. So we all have something that happened to us, I'm sure. And we're going to bring back these parts and pieces of us that left. This is their spirit fragment. So we're going to come in. I'll count to 10. And here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I'm just going to put some music on for everybody, just so you can actually enjoy your spirit energy being with you. And then we'll be doing some other healings, like dropping you into your heart. But I want you to feel what it's like to have more of you with you right now. Okay, now we're going to do a special healing here. This is going to help you to release a little bit of the heart energy of trauma that you've had. So remember, everything is energy, and we have to look at it, whether it's positive or negative energies for us. Remember, everything in our body is energetic. So we're just going to take a little bit of your heartache energy right now, heart pain. And I'll just count to 10 as we release part of this here from you. So you may feel like a relief of tension in your heart center. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So you may feel a little better in your heart center. We're going to do a chakra alignment now, going to your heart center, moving that around. That's already in alignment now from doing that. Throat chakra, third eye. Power chakra, oh man, there's some dense energy there. Oh, you feeling that, Sylvia? Oh boy, I'm just feeling it here. You may be feeling it out to yourself, everybody. So somebody's had some energy with their power chakra, which is maybe their force of will, how they run their power in their body. So here we go, gonna reposition that. Great, now second chakra and first chakra. An opening, if you wish, we'll go body width. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, spin, open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. Again, think of your forehead as a 10th floor, and we're going to drop this elevator down, which we'll say is on the 10th floor. And your first floor where it's going to land is the first. And it's going to have your mental body surrender into your heart so you can become heart-centered and have your thoughts come from your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just feel yourself in your heart now. If you think a thought, it should be in your heart center as you have these thoughts occurring. We'll drop you down one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, four, three, two, and one. We'll put some music on. Just stay in your heart. And have this wonderful experience being connected to your own divinity. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, before we bring Kyle on, I'd just like to ask a couple of questions that were on the fast chat before they disappear totally. I think we had one question, which was, is the anxiety, the whole life anxiety healing, would that be the best selection for somebody who has anxiety disorder?
What I'd first recommend is always have the emotional clearing first, okay? Because that takes away so much, more than we even know. And then if you still feel anxieties, yeah, that would be the next clearing. So all the prices are the same for the whole life clearings. And the whole life clearing, I go from year to year, your current age, going back to your conception. So they're all the same price. The other clearings that we have, typically for most of them are $150, and those clearings require typically 1 to 2 hours to do. And so everyone is a little different, but they do take physical time and energy. So this is how the sliding scale is for everybody. And the sliding scale is very nice because, let's say that you're 80 years of old listening, then you get 20 years for free. And so the most that I charge is $300. And then from there it goes down. So it's $5 times your age. And this is how the sliding scale works. It's a very simple process. Just take your age and multiply it by 5 or just divide it in half. That's another way to look at it. And you're able to clear yourself in basically 1 hour time of what you're dealing with. Typically, problems mentally, anything of these clearings that we do, like the trauma body, the sensory body, all these energies are what you're dealing with on a daily level. So to have these bodies cleared out in 1 hour of time is phenomenal. You know, you can go to, decades of clearings here. I have people that I've worked with for 30, 40 years trying to get rid of stuff from their childhood. Especially people who have been sexually molested, and they're still working on it after maybe 40 years, 50 years of clearing, and they still deal with it. This clearing takes it away in 1 hour. So basically, this is a wonderful experience for you. You can save tons of money by having them done because these are effective and they do work. So if you're interested in having your life change in 1 hour, these are the clearings to have. You can scroll down if you wish below the light beam, and we have a list of services there. You can click on it or just go to the website. They're posted there, too. There's many different types of clearings. I have some other ones, too, that are not on here. But you want to get the initial self-empowerment sessions if you're going to start with truly working on yourself and if you're dedicated to do this work for ascension. And everybody, you know, has their own way of dealing with life. Some people only want to have one clearing, which may help them out a lot. But if you're really interested in moving on and clearing out the past issues that are stored in you, then just start doing it. And this is the best thing for you to do in your life, because nothing else on an earth-based modality of healing is going to ever help you like the creation light shift is going to do. Remember, this is creation energy working with you. They created you. They have the whole database of you. This is not the Akashic Records, which is the dark side information about your life. This is your creation energy from the light ship, and they bring it up. And their whole intent is to get you into your body with your spirit. No other modalities on this planet are geared for that, because this planet is controlled by the darkness and the dark side. So this is true light working with you. So I'll just put it back over to you, Sylvia. So back to you, and we'll have Kyle come on, I guess. We'll see what he has to
Yeah, let's bring Kyle on. So Kyle is one of our listeners that's always with us almost every radio program, and is always typing wonderful comments and questions in on the fast chat. So we love to have him with us. And Kyle, are you there?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Oh, I
can hear
you
great.
Good, Kyle. You're there, coming through loud and clear.
Good. That's great. Okay, we're ready to go then?
I'm
ready to roll. What would you like to start with?
See what happens
okay.
here.
sounds great. I noticed on the fast chat that somebody wanted an emotional clearing, and that's, could you talk a little bit about how the emotional clearing, why it's the most important to get cleared, and then give a sample for people that may not have had that before?
Sure. So basically all of our stuff, all of our baggage, all of our crap, using another term, you know, that we have in our backpack around us that oozes out of us is stored basically in our emotional body. Now, the emotional body was put in place by the Earth Spirit because as we have stuff happening to us, these energies, these thought forms, have to go somewhere. So what happens is this emotional body starts storing these things so that it will not kill our physical body. Now, everybody here knows that we have graveyards on this planet. Now, why do we have graveyards? That's because people did not deal with their emotional body to cleanse it out, and or they did not deal with their emotions, so they're carrying all this baggage from their ancestors. And remember, this could be such a load that it could take a couple hundred people to carry all this crap, but we have it stored on us, and we want to get rid of it. So the emotional body is a starting point for you to start working on yourself. And when you have that clearing done, it gets rid of so much of your baggage that you're able to actually relive, rechange your life, because you're no longer working in the dramas and traumas of your past. Remember, everybody in your life around you is working with you to help you to clear out these issues. So I'll just say that again. The people around you are dealing with the same crap that you are, okay, to be quite blunt. And so they're all there wallowing in your stuff, and you're wallowing in their stuff. So if you like wallowing in it, then don't have this clearing. But if you want to get out of it to relive your life, then have this clearing so that you can move on and get out of the other people's crap and stuff around you. Otherwise, you're going to be in it for the rest of your life. And it'll just grow and grow and fester and start stinking more and more. So you must go on and get this clearing done. This is what the emotional clearing does for you. I think you probably all can relate to this here. So we're going to do a clearing now for the last 5 days of your life. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today is cleared. So the air around you should be a little bit cleaner to breathe. I'll do another 5 days. I'll go back 10 days for you. 5 days cleared, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, and 6 days cleared. So you should feel a little better right now. If you're numb to your body's experiences, and a lot of people are, especially men about 1% can feel, women are about 50-50. So if you are numb, you may not even sense a change, but you will feel your body loosening up. That's almost the case for everybody. But you may not really understand what happened to you. So these clearings are instantaneous. And for most people, when they have this clearing, have them walk every 10 years, and their body starts to fall back into shape, come back into its spiritual integrity, into its physical alignment. So I would like everybody right now to get up and walk. And just see if you have any bones kind of popping, snapping. See if your muscles start to relax, allowing this to happen. So get up and walk for about a minute, everybody. And stretch and twist, and just see how you're actually feeling right now. Most people will feel more relaxed, and their body will feel much more at ease. Remember, your body is a living organism, and it's going through all this trauma continuously until you release this emotional density from you. We normally always stay inside of our head. We don't realize the harm that we're causing to our body by all these energies being bombarded to it. So you must clear them out of you. And this healing does that. It puts you into the present moment, and it allows you to get out of your past and out of your situations in this lifetime. So if you're still walking around, don't short yourself by only doing two or three steps. Definitely walk around and bend over, maybe twist like a washing machine, stand up on your tiptoes, and just see how your body is doing. Because your body will respond to this healing. Mentally, you may be mentally dead, not understanding what happened. Remember, our mind runs us, but the body will tell you what's going on. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I was walking around there, so you caught me off guard.
Okay.
Anyway, walking did feel great, and I can see how that really, just that little bit does, like you said, it makes the body more relaxed, and for me, I felt a couple bones pop, so that was great. So I'll just go back to Kyle and see what you would like to get into next.
Okay. One thing I wanted to make the announcement about the four-hour ascension call tomorrow. Could Ron talk a little bit about what happens on those calls and how awesome those are and how important it is if people have to make the time out there, or if they just need to make the time out so they can get on those, because feeling 100% light for 4 hours is just totally awesome, and it goes by super fast, and there's just a way to put it all in words, but maybe Ron could do that better.
Yeah, well, you kind of said it all. If you're if you can have the four-hour block of time available to you, or if not, you can still get on the call, and I can have you absentee on the call. So that also works. But the main thing is that you're on the light shift for four consecutive hours, and we do special healings for you. And the light shift does 4 hours of healing work along with water charging. So you're physically on the light shift. You're physically here. And these calls are just fabulous. So if you have never experienced one of those, if you're missing out really on a lot of divine energy that you have never had in your lifetime ever here on this earth plane. So that's all I can say. Get on the call. It starts at 1 o'clock PST. And the cost is only $40 to get on it. And then you get 7 containers of water with special light codes in it, which you can drink, you know, the following 7 days from Sunday on. And we do blood purification on there. We bring in different blood energies, amber blood, into you, which is to help you for the ascension for your body. They do a lot of healing work. It's just an incredible call. I really can't talk too much about it because there's so much to say. I could be on here for probably an hour. But if you've experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, and by all means, get on that call because it's just so wonderful. So back to you, Sylvia. And you can just get on the website and pay for it through PayPal, or you can contact me, send me an email, and that would be fine also, and I can get back with you and give me your phone number naturally. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I guess the only thing I would like to add to that is that having the healing for 4 hours straight just seems to really kind of accelerate, for me at least, and I know others have said the same thing, because they have that much time to work with you straight in a row, it just really seems to accelerate everything, and it's just the best ever. So there you go. It's my 2 cents worth, and back to you, Kyle. What would you like to go into next?
Okay, yeah, just make a quick comment on that. Yeah, it is totally different than being in duality. You'll never experience anything like being in 100% light, and I've been able, luckily, to be able to see lots of the light beings and stuff, and it's just, there's just no way to describe just how neat it is. And all the divinity you feel, you've never felt real divinity, because we're so used to feeling mind energy imitating divinity, and it's nothing like that. But we don't know what that is because we haven't experienced it yet. But once you experience it, you're just like, this is real divinity. It's just totally awesome. Just one more quick announcement, since we're on announcements. Rob, Sylvie, and kids are doing the question and answers every Tuesday again. Is that right, Ron?
Yep, and the next call will be Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. And the phone number is 646. Maybe somebody can type it into the fast chat. 646-519-5800. So it's 646-519-5800. And then there's a PIN number to connect with. And that is 5303. So the PIN number is 5303, and it starts at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. It's about an hour-long call, and you can ask questions about lightship healings. Rob and Sylvia will be able to help you out and answer your questions. They've had a lot of healings. They understand how the lightship works, and they're very astute because they are actually very conscious and very, very dedicated to having this work done and having the healing. So they know a lot about it, and they're able to relate their experiences, and a lot of people like to relate their own. So here we go. We'll do another clearing. We'll do a mental clearing. And the mental clearing will help you to clear your mind out, to kind of like give you maybe a little clearer thought. So we'll go back 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do another clearing here. We'll do a sensory body. This is how you sample the energy living on the earth plane. So the sensory body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, just kind of see how you feel after these clearings, and back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, we had a question on the fast chat, just to clarify the cost of the 4-hour. Could you do that?
Yeah, it's $60. I may have said 40. I don't know. That's what's stated here, but it is $60, 60, and it's a 4-hour conference call. And what I will say is, for most people, when you hear the word 4 hours, you may want to run the other direction. You think, well, how am I going to stay on the phone for 4 hours? You know, it kind of reminds maybe of you calling a boyfriend or girlfriend when you're a teenager talking forever. But this time goes by, and you lose track of time because you're not in time. You're on the light ship, and you're out of time. So it only feels like 20 minutes to a half an hour as far as what time goes by because you're out of time. Remember, love energy. Divine energy is when you're out of time. When you're in time, then you're in the drudgery. You're in the mind control energies here on this planet, and that's why they created time for us. And when you're out of time, you really don't age. This is, I believe, what Einstein was talking about when you approach the speed of light. So when you approach the speed of light, time stops. Well, this is very similar to being on the light ship. So if you think about that, you probably have all seen movies, maybe in the past, where somebody goes up into, say, a spaceship, and they're up there, and they have their watch on, and maybe an hour or two goes by, and they come back to town, and maybe they left when they were, say, 25, and they come back to town from their ship when it lands here, and all of a sudden, the people that they knew when they were 25 are now 80. Well, this is what happens when you're out of time, when you're in the love energy. So it's one way to look at it in a different way, but we do kind of understand that by watching movies. So when you're in love energy, when you're out of time, this is when you're completely hooked up to the divine energy, and this is why time stops for you, because you're not in linear time any longer. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I guess you could say that being in that divine energy not being in time, that's basically like the fountain of youth that everyone has looked for and never found because they were looking outside of themselves.
Yeah, that's correct. They're looking outside of themselves in the time frame in situations, because you're looking at situations, dealing with life in situations. And remember, the darkness is those situations. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, Kyle, I know that there are different divine energies that you really enjoy, and maybe you'd like to experience them right now and select one or two for Ron to bring in.
Yeah, sounds great. Can we bring in the male light being?
Oh, boy, okay. So, bring up your monitor screen to the light being photograph. So, if you just got on the program, you know, you want to go to Creation, Lightship Healing. Click on it, and then scroll down on your scroll bar about an inch or so. And if you're new to a computer, you can use your up and down buttons on the right side bottom of your keyboard. So I'll just indicate that to people too. And you want to just move your scroll bar up and down until you find the light beam. I think most people are astute on this here, but if not, this is what you do. And bring it up now. And we had the females come in earlier. Now we're going to bring in the males. So they'll come in one at a time here. And we'll name them number 1, 2, and 3. So they're kind of like wanting names, but anyway, forgetting that. Here comes male number 1. So they're going to come in now. And here's number 1 coming. This one is a soft male. Very interesting. And I'll count to 10 as he comes in fully. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very, very nice. This one's very, very gentle. A lot of times the males kind of like knock your socks off because they have so much electric energy coming in. And so they brought in one that wasn't quite as electric here. Remember, it's their choice who comes in to visit you. So here we go. Number 2 is going to come in. And here we go. This one is very electric. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This one looks right through you when you look at the eyes. How are you feeling, Kyle?
Let's see. I got really heart-centered with the first one, and now I'm really electrified. It's really good. So
yep.
It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, this one's, we'll see what number 3 wants to bring us here. Here we go. Remember, this show is live. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm still sampling this one here. It's very strong. What do you perceive, Sylvia and or Kyle?
Well, for myself, it's just instantaneous healing that just starts. When they came in, they just go right to town. They don't waste any time. Just whatever you need at that moment just starts happening.
Yeah, that's how I felt this last one. It just came in to do what it had to do. And how about you, Kyle?
Yep, that sums it up. That was really awesome. That was great. Thanks.
So that's the difference here. The males normally are very electric. They're the doctors normally that you work with, okay? So here we go. We'll bring in another male team. This will be fun tonight just for a minute here. We'll bring in another male light beam doctor. And this one here will be number 4. So here comes 1, here he comes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now this one's very intense too. Bring in number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of heart energy with this last one here. And the next one, number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what they're doing for us tonight is showing us how they're going to interact with us and what we're going to sense and feel on the light ship for the Saturday call. So this is 6 different energies, healing doctors that would be working with us on the call for Saturday. There's many, many more, but they wanted to show us how they feel. So how you doing, Kyle?
Oh, that feels totally awesome. That is just great. Annika's making me laugh because I was giggling about, well, those beings are kind of making me giggle, and the beings make me giggle because I can see them and write on them sometimes, and Annika just mentioned that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, let's bring in some females. Is that okay with you people?
Absolutely.
So we're going to bring in, since we had 6 males, we'll bring in 6 females, so you can get a sampling of that also. This is great. So, female number 1. So we'll have the males leave, please, here. And you might actually watch the picture change as they leave. And here comes number 1 female. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's just sample this one female here. Number 2 is going to come through. And here we go. 1, 2. Nope, she wants me to wait a little bit. So just kind of feel number 1 energy here. The female really wants to show their compassion energy for us, their pure love energy. And you're only going to sense that in your heart center. Okay, number 2 is going to come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, well, that's pure love energy. Number 3 female is going to come in. Female light being. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let her just be with you for a little bit here. And here we go. Number 4 is going to come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And wait a little bit here. Okay, number 5 wants to come in now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here comes number 6. Now we'll put some music on so you can enjoy these beautiful light beings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's all the females, and I'll bring in all the males along with them. Then I'll put the music on. So here comes the males. So you're going to have 12 light beings with you, 6 females and 6 males. So here comes the males. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And here they are. Just relax as they connect with you right now. Allow them to share their divine light energy with you. And this is who you really are inside. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, that was a wonderful suggestion, Kyle, and it's just been an incredible experience having those light beings here with us. So I don't know how we're going to top that, but over to you, Kyle, for what you'd like to get into next.
Boy, thanks, Ron. That was really awesome. The females, I could just feel my heart expanding bigger and bigger. I mean, being able to feel 100% light is so much different than duality and mind energy. It's just awesome. And you made me think of something when you said 6 and 6. I thought of the 12 divine energies we were created from. Can you talk a little bit about that and then you bring those in maybe?
Sure, okay. So, I'd like everybody to scroll down on your screen beneath the light beam. And I'm going to do that here. And go down and somewhere on here. There we go. In the blue section there is the lightship insignia. So let's see. I got to kind of time this here so we can do this. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the first creative source energy, number one. Here it comes. I'll just count to five. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And here it is. And again, just sit back and relax. And we're going to experience one of the energies that created you. Here comes divine source energy number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. witness divine source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Feels good. Here we go. The next divine source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. go. One more coming in, and we'll bring them all in together. One, two, three, four, and five. Let you sit with this for another minute here, just to enjoy and bathe in these energies here. Heart-centered, enjoy this wonderful energy of the 12 source energies that created you. Remember, the light beings are still with you doing their wonderful healings, the six males, six females. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Kind of hard to stop this here. We can go on for another half an hour. This is what it's like on the four-hour ascension call.
I was just going to say, it's just so wonderful. I wish tonight was the four-hour. But unfortunately, our time is up since we are supposed to be off now. So I'll just say blessings and good night. And thank you, Kyle, for coming on.
Thanks, Ron. Sylvia, that was totally awesome. You don't know what it means to me to be able to have my body have this much light in it. I never dreamed that this could be possible in a duality or like this. Everybody needs to do this and realize how awesome this duality is compared to 100% light. Once they feel 100% light, they're just going to want that and nothing to do with any darkness at all. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Kyle. You said it like a veteran there. Yeah, once you get out of the darkness and you get into this light energy, you just wonder why you haven't been in it before. And the reason is because the darkness has held you back. This is your chance to escape it. The lightship only comes once every 2,000 years, and this is your chance. Remember, it's up to you to do the ascension. You have to work on it yourself because the lightship is in free will, and they can't go against the free will. So you have to come forward to want to express that. Otherwise, it'd be going against their own philosophy of allowing you free will. It's very, very simple. So I'll just, in closing, say blessings to all of you. Our show tomorrow night is a special time. It's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And hopefully you can come on this show too, everybody, so we can go to the Light Ship together. But by all means, come on the four-hour conference call tomorrow. It's totally great. And it's something that you're never going to forget once you're on it. So I'll just say, in closing, blessings to all of you. And see you later, everybody.
Thank you.